I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I like this music. We had an ad for jeans on yesterday that Dom cut the little jingle, intern Dom did, before he called Bob a moron.
Yeah.
And very catchy stuff, Limits. Very catchy. I don't know if it's in there or not.
I'll take a look.
I really enjoyed it. How was your Memorial Day? I was remiss not to check in on that at the beginning of the day.
Oh, here we go.
When I wake up in the morning light, I pull on my jeans and I feel all right.
You want to try that with me?
Yeah, I'll do that.
He had me already singing to it yesterday, huh?
Here we go.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning light, I pull on my jeans and I feel all right.
Yeah, that's a good one,
isn't
it?
Very catchy.
I feel better already. That only lasted maybe a second and a half.
My Memorial Day was good, though, Joe.
Yeah?
It was nice. I did the PM show, and then I went home, and I had a couple burgers. Well, I had one burger. And I had some fries, and I had some kielbasa, and it was nice.
Any time in the rock box?
No time in the rock box, no. The rock box is gone from
existence.
Is
the pool open yet at the house?
The pool is open. The pool is open. I opened the hot tub last week, too. I'm very excited about the hot tub being open, except I have not used it yet.
Is the pool big enough where you could do laps every day?
Like back and forth you can, yeah. So it's a sports pool.
Little laps.
Yeah, so it's a sports pool, which means it gets deeper in the middle. Like it's 5 feet deep in the middle. So it goes from where the stairs are and the opposite end of the pool, it goes 3 feet, 4 feet, and then 5 feet in the middle.
Yeah.
Where like you could put like a basketball hoop or a volleyball net like right in the middle, which is what we've done before. So that's how it's like spaced out. It isn't like universal all throughout.
I'm intrigued because on ESPN, their main headlines, they have James Cook not at the Bills OTAs and Bosa sideline. That's a headline. Sadly, Mary Lou Retton arrested and charged with DUI. Did you see that in West Virginia?
No.
She's had some hard times here later in her life. And then, but there's no headline on TJ Watt. Don't you think that's a headline, whether it's a big deal or no deal or small deal, as we mentioned earlier? TJ Watt, Rodgers, and DK Metcalf not at Steeler OTAs?
Well,
to me, that's a bigger deal than Cook not being at the Bills OTAs.
I don't think TJ Watt was at all last year's OTAs either.
Well, that's fine, but they're putting Cook up there because that's a... I'm just saying, as far as headlines go,
yeah,
that's a headline.
That's a headline.
Aaron Rodgers is a headline.
That should be number one headline. Aaron Rodgers, not there, first day OTAs.
What are we doing here? And I know he's not signed yet, but no Rodgers, no Watt, and no Metcalf at Steeler OTAs.
Yeah, Brooke Pryor had something out on Twitter that said... Pat Freiermuth has said that he's been around the facility a lot, though.
Who?
DK Metcalf.
Uh-huh.
So, really not something really to glean from. And he also just got a new contract, so I don't think there's anything to look at there with Metcalf. Like, you obviously want him to be there, but...
No. There's not. I don't think two of those three are a big deal at all. I expected TJ not to be there.
Right.
Metcalf, you're right. There's probably nothing to see here. No big deal, not voluntary. But then Rodgers is the big deal.
Yeah, it's not a mandatory thing to be there.
So right, it's not mandatory.
When the mandatory section kicks in on June 10th, that's when we can have our huge reactions to, oh my gosh, TJ Watt is not there or he's sitting out.
Sure, but I've got a pretty big reaction to Rodgers not being there. We've been through this today. I just think as the leader of a team and chance to make your mark, you're just toying with them now. You have to know that you have made them not look so good through this process. And I would think if you're going to come in here and be the guy, the leader, the man to help take the Steelers back to prominence, or at least be competitive in a playoff game, that you'd want to show up on a day like this.
I don't know if Rodgers cares about that, though, Joe. Like, does Rodgers really care what other people think about him at this point? Like, I know he does. He cares about what some people think.
It's not about what people think about him. It's what they think about the Steelers in relation to him.
Well, I think he knows what the Steelers think of him, considering they've just been waiting at the altar for him.
It's what people think of the Steelers at this point because of him. Plus, forget about that. Forget about that sidelight to this. There's matters of gaining a rapport with your offense, with your coordinator, with the terminology, with the personnel, with your timing. There's people to connect with in a larger sense and individually. You know, where does Freiermuth, you know, what are the best ways to get him the ball?
Yeah, other than DMing Freiermuth on whatever, how many interactions has Aaron Rodgers and Pat Freiermuth had in the last 4 months? Well, not even 4 months, 2 months.
I think he should be here. I do.
He should.
Meantime, we have another Bucko game tonight. And Limits, you're going to be on the edge of your seat, aren't you?
I will. I'm very excited to see what Mike Burrows puts out there tonight.
When do you think Chandler will be here, if you had to guess?
The Philadelphia series in a couple weeks. Yeah. When they return home, not this upcoming weekend, but the weekend after.
That's something to look forward to, as is the continuing ascension of O'Neal Cruz. I know some people think this is, fool's gold or something. I absolutely don't. I see a different guy. I agree with what Mike McHenry said. I see a different guy, a different demeanor, a different command at the plate, and different numbers. There's six people in the history of this sport that have gone 40-40. Do you know that he has a chance to be one of them?
Yeah.
This year?
I think Otani's one of them.
Yeah, can you guess the others? Any of the others?
Griffey?
Wrong.
Acuna?
Wrong. Acuna is one, yes.
Oh, jumped the gun on your wrong.
Yes,
so,
I did.
Otani, Acuna.
Yep.
And
isn't it Acuna? I guess it doesn't matter.
I'm going to say Julio Rodriguez.
Wrong. Julio Rodriguez.
He's a 30-30 guy.
A-Rod, Alfonso Soriano.
So Griffey's not on that list?
No, I already told you that.
That's so surprising to me.
Now, see, this is a Malzi trade again. You've been
how
told,
is that a Malzi trade?
Because you've been told.
I'm just saying that I'm surprised that he's not on the list.
I know.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I know. Canseco and Bonds.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. I don't know why Bonds didn't immediately spring to mind. Canseco, though.
So when you look at three of them, you could probably make the argument with Canseco, Bonds, and Rodriguez that there may have been some pharmaceutical assistance there.
I can say
maybe.
Yes,
maybe. I don't know what years they were, but maybe.
I'd say so.
And then you're left with Soriano, Acuna, and Otani.
Soriano, there were some questions about that, too.
There were?
Alfonso Soriano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there were.
So this dude is on pace, O'Neal Cruz, for 57 steals. He's going to get the 40 there. And he's on pace for like 34, 35 homers.
Yeah,
all he needs is a couple hot weeks, a couple more hot weeks, and he'll be on pace for 40.
He'll probably get to 25 by the All-Star break at this point.
He might become the seventh 40-40 guy in history. Why would that get worse? I don't know why people are so skeptical, or who is skeptical. I see a guy rising towards stardom.
Yeah, I do too, because the strikeout numbers are, at least the last week, they've not been great, especially when he went 7 out of 8 at-bats striking out. But
he was
better.
Coming back from an injury.
Right.
Then he came back and he had 3 home runs in 3 days,
right,
including one that went 800 miles.
Over the grand scheme of the course of the games that he's played,
why
he's
are
been
you
better
accentuating
there.
The negative with him?
No,
I'm only kidding, Limits.
He has been an improved hitter. I am somebody that does value batting average, but when you can hit the ball out of the ballpark as well as he does and drive in runs, I'm okay with it being lower.
Listen, I think batting average is in a lot of cases indicative of can this guy hit? Sure. And have they fielded too many lineups this year where five people are under 200? Yes. But in a lot of cases, I couldn't care less about batting average. Kyle Schwarber is a guy, Limits, who batted 197 2 years ago. But
his on-base was still like 320 or 340.
He had 47 home runs and 104 RBIs.
Yeah, and he had a ton of walks, too. He batted leadoff for them.
The year before, he hit 218 with 46 homers and 94. Batting average is low on the list, but in some cases, in a lot of cases, it's indicative of a bad hitter. In this case, if O'Neill Cruz hits 215 and gives me 40 and 40, I couldn't care less.
Yeah, I'll take it. Drive in 90-plus runs.
I have a vicious headache limit. I quit caffeine today.
So you think this is your withdrawal?
Well, I know this is my withdrawal, and I'm extremely cranky and combative right now.
You can get big-time withdrawal from caffeine?
What? Yes.
I don't drink coffee, so I'm unaware. That's why I'm asking.
Do you get tired during the day?
Occasionally. Sometimes I just drink more water, or I'll eat something, or...
Do you take a nap during the day?
No, I don't take naps during the day. Sometimes if I'm like very, very tired, I will fall asleep unintentionally on my couch.
What do you make of Mason Rudolph's mustache? To me, that's the big news of the day.
I like it. He looks like he's ready to try out for a Western movie.
Or a 70s porn movie. Either one.
Yes, or that.
I mean, it is incredible. What did you think of Ashcraft last night?
He looked good. I mean, his breaking ball looked pretty solid. His command was pretty good. I mean, we all want to see Chandler here, but Ashcraft has been a guy that has had some injury concerns in the past. It was good to see him make his debut, and I was surprised it was out of the bullpen, but the three-inning stretch that he had, he looked pretty good.
What's Cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, and social media's biggest loser. Brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm going to say it's ESPN because they're putting out, you know, big headlines of James Cook not at OTAs. Well, what about what's happening here? Not that it's a big deal, but how is it a smaller deal than James Cook? We all knew he wasn't going to be there. He's embroiled in a contract dispute.
It might be Rodgers fatigue.
So is TJ Watt.
TJ Watt. That should be written, but is it Aaron Rodgers fatigue that maybe nobody's writing it about?
Maybe neither should be written, but if you're going to write one, that's bigger news than Cook. All right, limits. Cloudy today, temperatures feeling like the 50s, even though it's 68, 65% chance of rain. Probably a good thing then that the Pirates are in Arizona. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. So limits is on his way to announce a playoff baseball game. Tell us what greets you when you get to the game. Do you bring your own setup? Are you like one of these people who plays music on a street corner? You're going to bring your own amp? You're going to bring your own guitar and mic? How does this work? Where are you going and how does it work?
So I'm going to Washington. The championships are at the Wild Things Park.
Yeah.
And I'll be very excited to go there. Guess who I'm actually calling the game with?
John Wehner.
No. Sean Myers.
Sean, don't call me Seth
Myers.
Yeah,
I asked Sean to call the game with me.
What a man he is. So you guys will be all set up then? Do you have your notes ready? Do you know both teams very well?
I'm going to do a little bit more prep work before I leave here after the show. And I'm going to leave here at about 2:30-ish, 2:45, and get down there and be all ready to go.
Do you have any catchphrases ready based on the players' names should they hit a homer?
I don't try to think too much into that. I look at it a little bit, but I try to think in the moment what the best thing is. The only thing that I try to script are what I'm going to begin with and what I could end with a final call.
What if there's a kid, let's say, named Jack Tripper? Don't you want to say, and that's a round tripper to win it for so-and-so, right?
Yeah. Well, or a triple for Tripper. Triple for Tripper, if I don't get tongue twisted like
right,
I just did.
Just write down little things with each guy's name, if I may make a suggestion.
I appreciate you suggesting.
Will you do it?
I think so.
Good.
I'll take your word for it.
Have a good night, Limits.
You too.
Love you.
Love you.